Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in your sight. Amen. I want to share a few things I shared with the children earlier today at the chapel, because these were verses that have changed my life particularly at one time. And they're still verses that are very relevant to me and change, you know, to help me get through trying to live out this Christian life. You know, when you read this passage, it's kind of harsh when you first read it. I mean, Jesus basically calls this woman a dog. But that's real, for me, that was a real revelation. Because as a young person, I developed extremely low self-confidence and self-condemnation. I just lived in that world of self-condemnation. I was a terrible kid, grew up with an alcoholic dad that was a functioning alcoholic. And so I never got much positive feedback from males in my life. And so that as a kid, I developed this, you know, this worthlessness attitude that I'd never really be worth anything. I'd never be good. I was a small kid. I had a brother that was older than me that was 6'2" and, you know, great athlete, went to Alabama or Auburn on scholarships, but he suffered a severe broken leg and ended his football career in high school. And I was kind of the opposite kid, you know. And so for my family, all I knew was that I would never measure up. And then when I started into school, I came to school with an attitude, you know, and it was like, I think probably the first or second day in school, I probably got in a fight, you know, that's just that kind of kid, you know. And so in school, it was kind of, I had the same thing a lot. And for some reason, particularly it seemed that it came from males, you know, the male teachers, the coaches or whatever, was this, and I think they thought that they were trying to prod me along, you know, and it was having the opposite effect on me. Into the place I was so beat down. And then that was just, you know, I just had such extremely low self-esteem, you know. It took almost nothing for me to just crash into despair about who I was. And so because of that, I rebelled and became the opposite of everything good. I couldn't be good, so I became bad. And I was really good at bad, which didn't help at all. And so when I became a Christian, of course, this is a place where Satan could come in and just devastate me so easily. You know, and as a Christian, I was in the 60s and 70s in the Word of the Jesus movement. And so I was a long-haired hippie, Jesus freak, barefooted, tore jeans, tie-dyed shirts and all. And so within the normal Christianity, I didn't get much positive affirmation there either. You know, I was just told, you know, you need to go get some clothes on and cut your hair and wear shoes and stuff. You know, so even in my Christian life, for most of my Christian life, I'd suffered still this horrible low self-esteem, which is such a shame for any of us to have a problem with that. Because as we've learned here more and more lately, because Bishop has just owned this so strong, it's not about us, it's about him. It's him in us. It's not us being us. It's him living in us. So it's kind of like, how can you really have low self-esteem if it's Christ in you? You know, and so that's one of those battles I still wage. I'll be honest with you. I still wage that. And that's where I come to is like, but it's Christ in me. It's Christ in me that's the hope of glory. It's not me in me, the hope of glory. Because I at 67, I've pretty well run that into the ground in every area. So, but the Lord used this to begin to really draw me into himself. Because when the enemy would come in and attack me is when I would like mess up and blow it and fall flat on my face. You know, I heard the same things. Oh, you're just worthless. You're no account. And you'll never make it as a Christian. And a matter of fact, at one point in my Christian life, I became so angry at God. And I said, God, I'm done with you. I'm done because I'm tired of being such a failure. I want to be a Christian. I want to be. All those things. I want to be all the things I see in the Bible. I want to be like you, but I am so other than what you are. I'm still just so messed up, and I still fall so often. And of course, the enemy is just on that big time. And so I get, being a real spiritual person, I got just mad at God. You know, just had to tell what we call a come undone with God. I don't advise that because it's painful sooner or later when God puts you back together. And so I had this period in life where I was just so unworthy that God had to draw me back to himself. And he used these scriptures here because I came in my natural, not wanting to even talk to God, not wanting anything to do with God. I still didn't want to be a bad person. So I still was in this struggle And he brought me to an end. He let me bring me myself to the end. Much like this woman, hopeless. See, this woman was hopeless. She had no hope. She wasn't a Jew, you know. So she had no real hope here. Because everything in that culture said, this rabbi, this man, is not even going to speak to you because you're unclean. You're not fit. You are nothing but a dog in the Jews' eyes. And this woman fully knew this. She was hopeless. Except she somehow got hold of this tiny bit of hope. And it wasn't for herself. And isn't that the marvel of God, that when you're hopeless for yourself, he'll bring something that causes you to have a tiny bit of hope, that he will answer, that he will show up. It can be so, so tiny. And this woman's was, I think, was pretty tiny. And then she finally gets that moment with him. And he says, what does he say to her? He said, you don't give the bread to the dogs. I've come for the children of Israel, not to you. And you don't give the bread of the children to dogs. Now, I don't know about you, but that would have probably, that would have just done me in right there. I'd have been like, duh, okay. But this woman had this hope and desperation for cause of her daughter. And she says the transforming words that transforms everything in the world, that transforms God's very heart, that creates a whole different narrative. The narrative changed here just like that. When her total brokenness and humbleness, a broken and humbled heart, says he will not despise. So with this humble heart, this tiny, tiny bit of hope, she says, help, Lord, that I recognize. I have no illusions. I'm not delusional in this at all. I know my state. But even one such as I, a dog, gets to eat the crumbs from the children's table. At that point, this story changes. It takes on a whole different thing. It becomes a whole different story now because of a humble heart and a simple cry of help me, Lord. I was interested in this, and so it, in this translation, it says, she says, yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And then Jesus said to her, oh, woman, I like to look up words sometimes and see what words mean in the original language and kind of that. So I looked up to what it was, because Greek is a weird language to me. Like, they use these great big old long words that nobody can pronounce to say something real simple, like but or, things like that. And then, so I looked up this word, oh. I said, was O in there? Or is that something we just kind of put in there to make it sound right? O of history. And that word's actually in the Greek. It's actually in the Greek. It's represented by the letter that looks kind of like a W. That's also the last letter in the Greek alphabet. And it's also and somehow or another it works out to be used also as omega. But in this context, the way it's used, because Greek is one of these weird languages, again, that uses a letter maybe, then it puts something above it that makes it mean something else. It makes it kind of take another slant. And in this instance, that's the case. And the slant that's taken, it says that an extremely emotional response. See, for this tiny bit of hope, this cry of help me, Lord, this broken and humble heart produced this extreme emotional response from Jesus of, oh, woman. In our language, I'd be like, oh, wow. Oh, wow, Edith, really, wow. An extremely emotional response because Jesus recognized something changed in the kingdom of God. And so, her daughter was healed of an extremely demonic possession, from what the scripture says, just because of the broken humble heart. So when I get really down, sometimes I just go to the Lord and I go, Lord, can I have some crumbs? Can I just simply have some crumbs? I recognize that I've done some horrible things. I've done things that should discount me, should make me totally hopeless of anything in the kingdom of God. But can I have some crumbs? Just a few crumbs. And when I come with a broken heart and a humbled heart, willing for this the least touch, even just a passing glance from Him, it changes. My world completely changes. It is totally transformed. I don't know how that happens. I'm just so grateful that it happens, that even when I'm at my very lowest, my very deepest despair, that just a simple help me, Lord, with a humbled and broken heart, willing to take help however it comes, not having a Like, it's got to look this way and be this way. But I'm so desperate, I'll take any crumb of help that you can give to me, Lord. Knowing that even a crumb from the Lord's table is far more great and far more precious than all the riches in the world. Amen? I hope that makes sense. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.